Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We're going to put on hold that song by Mercy Me, a happy dance. And I also gave you Andre Crouch, Let the Church Say Amen. And I'm now joined by Uwabusem Masango, who is the chairperson, the SGB chairperson at Ndzuza Secondary School and Ndzuza Mapoko Secondary School. Babu Masango, how are you?
I'm all right, man. Thank you very much. And greetings to everyone and your listeners at home. Thank you very much for hosting us this evening.
You sound so excited. Tell us about your excitement.
Obviously, you know, I must be honest with you. The thrilling part of this opportunity for this wonderful moment that we're having here at the school is to launch a lab. And that is not a lab only, it's a very significant lab in a rural area that will then say, encourage a black child, that also inspire to see these things in other schools comprehensive, which they can afford. Mm. Hosting it here, launching it here, making it available, they can connect with other kids internationally in terms of science and technology. That says we are preparing towards the 4IR, which is the fourth industrial revolution, preparing it at an early age, integrating all the systems and getting our learners into this greater heights. I'm really excited where I am. I'm over the moon.
I can tell you're over the moon. You're excited. And when we were talking to some of the teachers on Saturday, we have learned that the world has moved to the fifth industrial revolution. And so our children at that school are now at par with their peers in other countries. What do we say to the children who are receiving?
Look, let me tell you one thing, that no matter you can come from whatever area in society, your destination of today does not determine your future, except if you don't take education as your cornerstone of success.
Yeah.
Because we're saying, as SGB today, we're saying, visit your future, visit your lab, make use of it. It got Wi-Fi 24/7. You need to then sit at the school for Saturday and Sunday, leave TikTok, focus on things, leave WhatsApp, focus on things that are going to add value to your life, add value to your mind, so that you become a greater person in the future.
Wow. But Masango, what was some of the challenges that were there for the children when the laboratory was not there?
Look, let me be honest with you. The challenge is that you find children, they have the old normal system. They come to school, 2 o'clock, they go home. There's nothing stimulating them for extra miles.
Yeah.
Remember, it's like a child who never seen a laptop. Once you give the child a laptop, there's a lot of things. You even explore talent and capability from this child. You say this child can actually design other things just with this thing. Today here, when we're taking experiments, we realize that one learner from this school is designing something that's never been designed in terms of science. So from a rural school like this, you feel like, what have we done today? We actually opened doors to ourselves, not to that kid. Because that child's success is embodimentized our school, and it registered the province. It even signifies that without God, nothing is impossible.
Yeah. And Bob Masango, now you are a chairperson for the SGB and the parents are there. What do we say to the parents in encouraging our children in using these facilities for gain? Because sometimes nathi bazali bese siyathula asa encourage, and then at the end we are like isikolo, but when we could have played a role as well. What do we say to the parents?
Remember, the circle of a learner, of a student to be successful, it requires three legs. One, it's a parent from home. That will make a conducive environment for the child to depart to school. Then the third one is the teacher. That has to transfer skills and knowledge to the learner. The last one is the learner himself or herself to receive the information. Now, what we are saying as the SGP is that parents, we must never think our children should also reflect the way we're brought up. Our children are living in a democratic society that is very advanced now. Let's give them space to explore and showcase their capabilities and create and combat situations that will disrupt them. Things like having a phone overnight, having an access to the internet overnight, not strange things that talk to their education. if the parent is not present to the educational plan or program of the child, the child will learn things that that are not part of the future. Therefore, as an SGP, we're encouraging parents that let's take our books of our children every day when they come back at school. Even if it's the helper must do that, we must sign it. That is part of involvement, where you make comments that this subject, this question, and stuff like that, recommendations. Then you know the pattern of your learner, you know the pattern of your child. Then you can then bring other intervention framework or models to capacitate your child, because the education of the child will never be achieved if the parents sit on our laurels.
Babu Masango, thank you so much and congratulations to you and the school, and we wish our learners the best. I heard that the school is aiming at 100% pass rate this year, because last year it was 80%. So we wish you all the best as you have received this laboratory. All of the best.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the opportunity. Please, at any time, call again. We're here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was Babu Sam Masango, who is the chairperson of the SGB at Ndzudza Maboko Secondary School. We're going to the news. We're coming back.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.